Hi there, it is week 49. Guys, we are like, I cannot believe that we're all, I know you're like, Carmel, get it together. Like, is she seriously shocked? I'm seriously shocked. I don't know how we're gonna be at 52 weeks. And it's slightly stressing me out because I'm like, I don't know if I'm ready for this year to be over because I know what's coming next year. I mean, I'm a psychic. That's my job. I know what's coming. And there's a lot coming. And I never tell anyone what's coming because I think if you want to know, you should. And if you don't want to know, you shouldn't. And I think that's fair. I would never push a reading or push information on someone, which is why, when it comes to my psychic and predictions calendar, it's not something I give away because I want to make sure that people want to know that information. So, I mean, there's a lot of great things I think gonna happen, but there's some other things that I think, wow, it's week 49. Anyway, what do I want to talk to you about? I want to talk to you about friendships and people in your life. I have had a lot of various friendships in my life. I've had some really good, amazing friendships with people that I'm still actually friends with. In fact, I bumped into my friend Sylvia. We were walking through the mall. I feel like she never changes. I feel like I change. I feel like Sylvia doesn't change. But anyway, I was walking through the mall and I saw her. And right away, it's like you connect and you're like, oh my God, how are you? How are you? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? Like, it's just like pulling two friends right back together again. And I've known her since I was 15 years old. And in fact, her husband and my ex-husband, my first husband, my high school sweetheart husband, they were best friends. And so that's why Sylvia and I had each other in our lives. And Sylvia was a person for me who was really a protector. She was someone who really, in a lot of ways, through the abuse with my first husband, almost had kept me safe. She had her own. Anyway, that's for another time. Where am I going with this is that Sylvia and those friendships that you have that you just know, you could call that person and say, hey, like, I really need you. Could you come? Those are very special friendships to have, and we hold on to those and we cherish those. And I have people in my life now that are amazing, incredible friends. And some of them, I may only talk to them once a year, and that's okay. We can pick up right where we are without judgment. But let me say this. Those friendships that I didn't, continue to carry on with certain people and friends in my life, and friendships that ended for whatever reason, those friendships are also as equally as important because they gave me something. And it was something that I would have needed at that time in my life. And I am stronger and I am smarter and I am more comfortable in my own skin for knowing those people. And I'm so grateful to them. I'm so grateful to them. I would not be who I am today, whether it was them teaching me a lesson or me learning a lesson. That's a process that I had to go through. And when you can get to that point in your life and you're like, I don't hold any resentment, I just am so grateful for that power, for that connection, for that intuitive blessing that was given to me to really know that every single one of them, good and bad, still with me, still not with me, share a purpose because I'm stronger, I'm smarter, and I'm more comfortable in my own skin for knowing them. I hope that as you listen to this, you'll have many people that come to mind that are your ride or dies, that are with you forever, that are the longest standing friends that you've had. And I also hope that any friendships that failed or didn't go or didn't work for whatever reason, that you can know and remember that they're a part of what made you who you are today. And you are pretty amazing. So I think that's a wonderful way to send them love and to send them light. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.